You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Welcome to this sanctified, consecrated hour of prayer. Amen. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to the new you. Welcome to your new season. Welcome to a fresh wind. Welcome to hallelujah, hydration. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to Jesus. And let us, as we prepare our hearts and minds. Listen, prepare your heart, your mind. Still your heart and mind. I even beg of you, everyone, as you're coming under the sound of my voice, to prioritize this moment. Do not multitask this moment with Christ Jesus. God is putting it on my spirit that we too often multitask him. Oh, I can drive and get a word in, or I can be eating and get a word in. And although that's good and that can be good, right? Let us prioritize, like, no, I'm stopping everything. I'm getting still. This moment, I'm going to pull over. I'm going to pull into a safe place. I'm going to get into my little secret place. And it's just me and you, Lord. I'm going to hear what you're saying to me on this day, Holy Spirit. I'm going to get in your presence. I'm going to seek your face. I'm going to wait. I'm going to trust. I'm going to faith. I'm going to remain and allow you, Lord God, the potter, to mold and sculpt, even if it gets uncomfortable. I'm going to present myself unto you a living sacrifice. That my mind will be renewed and transformation will take place. Change in me, change in my life, change in my relationships, change to reflect and reverberate kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah. So welcome to this place. You are blessed, and you only came, you only are here, not by coincidence. Listen, there's no coincidences with God, not by coincidence and not because of someone, but because of Christ. And can we just sensitize ourselves and become more sensitive? And I pray that we become more sensitive to recognizing Jesus, amen, and recognizing God, Yahweh, and not quickly recognizing man, amen, and not quickly recognizing things and in ways, but God behind the scenes, moving on our behalf. So let us just bow. And even if you're not in a, I don't necessarily mean literally bow, but if that's what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, then literally bow. But let us bow in our hearts, humbling ourselves, and let us bow in our mind, humbling ourselves, because our thoughts can exalt themselves, amen, hallelujah, above God. But let us humble in our thoughts. Let us humble in our mind. Let us humble, amen, hallelujah, in our physical posture. We humble ourselves before you on this day, oh God, and we thank you. I personally thank you for this blessed opportunity. Hallelujah, Reba Shanda Rabasaya. For we know not how special these times in the spirit are. But the Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And so I personally say thank you, oh God, for this hour of to worship you in spirit and in truth, for this time, hallelujah, to be with you in prayer, to be in relationship, in intimacy with you right now. God, we thank you for this date. We thank you for inviting us into this special place. We thank you, oh God, for inviting us into this place of love. We thank you, oh God, for inviting us into this place of renewal. We thank you, oh God, for inviting us into this place of refreshing. We thank you, oh God, for inviting us into this place of remembrance. Remembering, hallelujah, who you are, hallelujah. Remembering, oh God, what you are able to do, hallelujah. Remembering, oh God, what you started before you even formed us in our mother's womb. Remembering, oh God, how you are Alpha and Omega, how you are the beginning and the end, how you are the first and the last. Remembering, oh God, that you placed us on this earth, hallelujah, for a purpose. Remembering, oh God, that you are creator, hallelujah, of heaven and earth, hallelujah, and that the heavens is your throne and that this earth is your footstool. God, we thank you on today, hallelujah, and we bless your name as we remember your name, as we remember who you are, as we remember Karabashata Rebaya, that you are Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. You are the Lord, our healer. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Rebashanda Basareya. Hallelujah. For this opportunity, to be with our healer. We thank you, oh God. Somebody say, the Lord is my healer. The Lord is my healer. God, put on my spirit this morning. Hallelujah. God, put on my spirit this morning, healer. I just heard healed, healer, amen, hallelujah, healing, hallelujah, somebody say healed, healer, healing, hallelujah. See, the scripture tells us that by his stripes we are healed. This is what scripture, hallelujah, says. Somebody say, by his stripes I am healed. Come on, by his stripes, I am healed. Thank you, Lord God. By his stripes, we are healed. I want to read Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. So I'm going to turn to it. And I hear even the Holy Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit, saying, declare your healing. Declare, hallelujah, you are healed. Begin to declare the thing as whole. Begin to declare the thing as healed. Begin to declare blessing. Begin to declare, hallelujah, the healing. Begin to declare, hallelujah, the justice. Begin to declare, hallelujah, a salvation. Begin to declare, hallelujah. Somebody say, begin to declare. Begin to declare. You see, we are made in the image of our Father. We are made in the image of God. We are made in the likeness of God. Hallelujah. And we see, hallelujah, that God, He created and He formed and He moved by the words that came out of His mouth. The Bible says in Genesis that He said and it was. He said and it was. We see then He took His son Adam, and He had Adam, amen, hallelujah, to function, hallelujah, like his father, God. Adam began to, he functioned like his father, and we see this when God had him, hallelujah, name the animals. Hello, someone. We, Karabashandarabasaya, are to function not like the world. We are to function, respond, speak, hallelujah, like our Father. Speak blessing. Speak Rabashaya life. Hallelujah. Speak, hallelujah, the wellness. Sit with God until He gives you a picture, a vision, a word, a something in your inward parts. And that's what we speak. You see, in Isaiah, thank you, Lord. In Isaiah 53, hallelujah. In verse 5, it reads, but He was wounded, this is Jesus, for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. With His stripes, this is King James Version, and with His stripes we are healed. And with His stripes we are healed. On this day, God wants you to start declaring you are healed. Your family is healed. Your child is healed. Your finances is healed. Your body is healed. Amen. Your marriage is healed. Well, your career, your purpose is healed. Come on. Hello. Hello. You see, let's go to Genesis, because God made us in His likeness. And does it matter what pops up, what circumstances, what reports pop up? We must remain steadfast to the truth. Remember, as we were coming into this place, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him worships Him in spirit and in truth. We worship Him in spirit and truth. I'm even worshiping God in spirit and in truth when I choose to cause my words to be aligned with God's words, and I surrender my truth. Come on, because everybody has a truth. No, there's only one truth. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. That's the only, okay? When I submit and surrender, amen, because somebody can say that, well, my reality is my truth, and this is what's really going on. No. The truth is, amen, hallelujah, what Christ Jesus us what God says regarding the thing. For he is healer, and he is fixer, and he is provider, and he is way maker. And so we can look at what is a temporary, ever fleeting instance that one encounter with Christ Jesus can cause that thing to be not, amen. And we're taking something permanent and making it terminal and making it permanent by our words. We're taking that which is temporary. It's fleeting. It's like driving across country, and then you drive through a city, and then you can be driving through a desert place. You don't start speaking of this is our destination, and this is what it's going to be like, and it's going to be like this forever, and things never going to get better, and it always happens to me, and why me? No. I speak where God has shown me. I know that I'm going to my destination. We're going to get this a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. So this is where I will not remain. Hallelujah. But God, I thank you for giving us the vision and giving us and encouraging us and renewing us and realigning us to you, to how we should be speaking in this season of our lives and in this circumstance and in this situation, amen, of our life. You see, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, it reads, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to all the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a help meet for him." And so, what are you calling? What are you calling the people? Even the people that we can love, we start to call them the wrong names. But we say we love them. We call them disrespectful names. Our children, we call them and say disrespectful things to them. And we say we love them. What do we call ourselves? Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we must stay in Christ, because maybe we did not learn how to love properly. So who I need to go to is Christ Jesus, the one who loves me more than I can even comprehend. Right? How do we know that? Because he gave his only begotten son for you. For myself, for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah, someone. That whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And so instead of running to and fro to this person and this thing and that thing, and even running to and trying to hide behind successes and achievements and accolades, come on, and resumes and experience and who we know, hallelujah, Rebasaya, and still walking around with voids and emptiness, hallelujah, and still walking around bleeding out and with issues, we must run to Jesus, hallelujah, and sit with Jesus, hallelujah, and remain with Jesus, hallelujah, through the discomfort and through the uncomfortable place and through the feelings of unfairness and fairness and whys and ABCs and all the Z's. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And we sit and we remain with him and we allow him to reveal to us how he loves us, and to the depths and the widths and the heights that he loves us. Hallelujah. And we stay in that love place, and we begin functioning out of that love place, and talking out of that love place, and thinking out of that love place. And amen. And I even hear the Holy Spirit right now. And you just start right now, because he said, come on. He's telling us that I love you. That's enough. Amen. My feelings got to catch up, but I'm going to start professing, hallelujah, that God loves me. And if God loves me, I love me. Hallelujah. But what are you calling yourself? And how are you referring to yourself? And what are you calling your finances? What are you calling your job situation? Come on, somebody, come on. What are you calling? Somebody said, what am I calling? What am I? Make us cognizant, oh God, of how we are speaking and whether or not I'm speaking life or death. How about the world registers it as positive or negative? Come on. Blessing. Let's go back into the Bible. Or cursing. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 We are not. You are not that disease. You are not that diagnosis. You are not that condition. You are not the situation. You are not, hallelujah, the circumstance. Sometimes when we face a lacking place, an empty place, a struggling place, a hardship place, a toiling place, we begin to assume that identity. We begin to take on, hallelujah, Reba Shanda Rabasaya, forms of lack, and it enters our identity, it enters our thought system, it enters the way we respond, it enters the way we think, it enters the way it influences the way we behave, it influences how we decide. I'm reminded, somebody just declared, I am healed. 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 We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Come on, even the way that my tongue is healed from speaking death, from speaking curse, from speaking the matter of fact, from speaking the reality. But I'm just giving you the reality. Sometimes we need to be delivered from speaking logic. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Because God, Rabbi Shandaya, will move against logic. Hallelujah. Come on. And faith will cause you to go, hallelujah, against the tide of logic. Come on, somebody. And people will say that's illogical. Well, we are in a time, in a place, in a season, hallelujah, on this earth that we need to be illogical for Christ Jesus. We are in a time of a shanda of a soja where we need to stop conforming to the world, hallelujah, and get outside of the box, hallelujah, and get to the feet of Christ Jesus, hallelujah, Rabbi Shanda Rabasaya, and see the glories of the Lord in the land of the living. We are in a time, hallelujah, we need to humble ourselves, hallelujah, and begin to take the issues to the throne of God instead of in our own hands, hallelujah. We are in a time, come on somebody, Rabbi Shando Robasaya, that we need to run to the healer, Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah, and instead of running to Karabashaya, steps and ways and remedies, come on, in this thing and that thing, but running to God. We need to be running to God, frantically running to God, desperately running to God. How about this? Anxiously running to God. Thirsty and hungry, running to God. Mm-hmm. We need to be thirsty for God. Mm-hmm. We need a thirst. We need to have a thirst for God and a hunger for God and a craving. Create in us, oh God, a craving for you. Hallelujah. Create in us, oh God, Rabashando Rabasaya, a desperation for you. Create in us, oh God, a thirst for you. Create in us, oh God, a hunger for you. Create in us, oh God, a desire for you. Create in us, oh God, a hunger for you. You see, thank you, Holy Spirit, even as I and we are praying this, I am reminded that it doesn't matter what the thing is on this earth. Hallelujah, Rabashaya. And it doesn't matter how much money we get, how much success we get, how famous we become, how distinguished, come on, in our profession we become. Reba Shanda Rabasaya. If we're using all those things to try to feel something that only God can feel, and only God can do, we will still be, in fact, we will be, I'll say, even more broke, and even less famous, and even less, and even more poor. Come on, somebody, that our riches is in Christ Jesus, and our success is in Christ Jesus, and our help is in Christ Jesus, and our healing is in Christ Jesus, and our Rabbi Shanda. Our distinguishment and honor and favor comes from and is in Christ Jesus. Ah, hallelujah, God, hallelujah. We pray to you on this day. No matter what it is we're coming to you with, no matter the addiction, no matter the affliction, no matter the ailment, hallelujah, no matter the accolades, no matter the achievements, God, we need you, and God, only you are able to help, and you are our resource, and you, oh God, hallelujah, you are the one that gives us rest, and you are our peace, our shalom, and you, oh God, are our way maker, and you, oh God, are the one that renews our youth, and you, oh God, as we wait on you, shall cause us to mount up on wings of eagles, hallelujah, and soar, hallelujah, and when we walk, hallelujah, we will not faint, and when we run, oh God, we will not be weary. God, I thank you on this day, hallelujah, that you are blessing everyone under the sound of my voice, and everyone that comes into this place of prayer. God, I thank you that you are supplying our every need. God, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya, I'm reminded of Jesus, hallelujah, in the Bible. Two places, let us look at both, amen, come on somebody. Two places, when Jesus, hallelujah, lifted up, hallelujah, in the two fish and the five loaves, hallelujah, when he had compassion on the people that ran to him, that followed him, that sat and listened to his teachings, amen.
Amen. Compassion fell for the people, came upon him, oh God. I thank you. And instead of sending them out, like the disciples suggested, that they go and eat, amen, hallelujah, because there was no food to supply that many people. We're talking about 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. Hallelujah. Rabbi Shandaya, so we looking over 15,000. Come on, and they only had two fish and five loaves. See, when we walk in with and following and listening and diligent in the place of Jesus and obedient in the place of Jesus, miracles, signs, and wonders happen. The impossible happens. This is the truth. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Come on. Because we will all come to the place of knowing, either right now or when Jesus returns. But listen, I guarantee, come on, Jesus is the address to impossibilities being possibilities. Hello? Come on. Hello? Somebody say hello? This is truth. Remember, we are worshiping in what? Spirit. And in truth, and God is speaking to us in spirit and in truth. And if we are not in spirit and in truth, then the words that are coming out of my mouth, you will quickly think are foolish and no such thing. But that just reveals that you have not yet stepped into spirit and in truth. Let me turn to John. Chapter 6. Remember, he gave us, he showed me two when Jesus was speaking to the Father before the people. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Let me see. Thank you, Lord. So, I'm going to read, matter of fact, I'm just going to read John chapter 6, verse 1. If you know the story, amen. Amen. And if you don't, amen. Because we all need to hear it again. Come on, somebody say amen. After these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him. I have a question for us on this day. Who are we following? Who are we listening to? Whose advice are we following? Come on. Whose ways are we following? Whose suggestions are we following? Who are we following? Okay, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles. Come on, didn't we just say that? Because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Ah, thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you. We must stop. See, we got to become more sensitive in the spirit. I thank you, Father God, for the miracles that you are doing on us as you did it on them at in the time, in these times of the Bible. Hallelujah. You are also the same God, and you are also doing it for us and on us today. And so those of us who are diseased, dejected, downtrodden, hallelujah, Rabbi Shanda, Rabbi Soya, depressed, hallelujah, Rabbi Sako, Rabbi Shia, hallelujah, you're doing miracles. You're healing. I thank you for healing. I thank you for healing your sons and daughters right now, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Thank you for blessing, even as you hear their intimate prayers and their private prayers.
in their prayers that only you know, in their prayer requests that even they submitted to churches and pastors and in prayer lines, and as they're even the ones that have not even have been articulated, but it's just a moan and a groan, a ooh and a ah, and can't be, has not been able to be formed in the human language yet. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, God, for your miracles, for moving out of the ordinary, for the extraordinary, the supernatural. Thank you for your healing grace. Verse 3, and Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove, to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Ah, come on, somebody. He himself knew what he would do. Sometimes God asks us questions or asks us to do things not in a way of revealing that it's not going to happen, or it can't happen, or like teasing us or putting us in a precarious situation. It's because he already knows what he's going to do. I even hear the Holy Spirit, and sometimes he wants to see your faith, right? So he'll ask us a question, or he'll cause us to hear a certain thing, because I want to see and hear your faith. I want you to answer by faith. Come on, somebody say, my answer is faith answer. You don't have to get it. And everybody around you don't have to get it. Matter of fact, don't even look for anybody to get it. Matter of fact, just be quiet about it. Hallelujah. And release it to Jesus. Verse 6, and this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. God already knows what he's going to do. God already knows how to solve. God already knows how to resolve it. God already knows what you need before we even open our mouths to ask. God already knows, Rabbi Shayah, what he's going to do. Come on, we don't have to know. God knows. As long as God knows, I'm good. Somebody said, I'm good. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Somebody said, I don't have enough. But God does. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there's a lad here, which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the five barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, Jesus wants to do some things. And sometimes we're set in a tight spot because Jesus wants to show us who he is. And Jesus wants to remind us that he is able. Come on. And Jesus. Come on. And Jesus. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is a truth
that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. Amen. Now, I want to read Matthew because it's in Matthew that I believe where Jesus lifted up to the elements and gave thanks, because that's initially what the Holy Spirit brought our attention to. So let me just capture that. I'm turning back to Matthew 14:14. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know this is how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. And we need to hear more of the word of God that we are functioning vibrantly and functioning effectively and functioning lively and functioning crazy in faith. Come on, I'm functioning crazy in faith. Let's see. Matthew 14. Let's start at 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved. Here we go. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, come on, somebody. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. We listen in everything. We need to look to heaven first. We need to look to heaven first. We need to look to heaven first. We need to run to heaven first. Amen. We need to call heaven first instead of calling our friends and this person and that person and this thing and that. Heaven. Right? Hallelujah. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples. This is supernatural. This is miraculous. In the last little place, we got a couple of minutes. In the last little place I want to run to, remember there was 2 places, hallelujah, where God, where Jesus speaks or acknowledges the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. First. Come on. We got to acknowledge the Father first. Acknowledge God in all of our ways. That's what the Apostle Paul tells us to do. Hallelujah. And the second place, and as we wrap up, is when Jesus went to heal Lazarus. Amen. We're talking about impossibles. These are impossibles being possibles. This is a very hard thing. God's showing that it's a light thing. Come on. Your hard thing is a light thing to God. And so he goes, amen. And we even see the compassion of Jesus as he weeps. He weeps as he's seeing and feeling the heart of Lazarus' sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. In the situation, in the people. But in verse 38, Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it, and Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Come on, we in the follow the instructions by faith of Jesus. We look into Jesus and we follow with Jesus, seeing the impossible be possible. The natural put the super on the natural. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." And Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe," come on, "if thou wouldest believe, that's all God is asking, believe." At the place of believing is where we see God, is where we see his miracle signs and wonders, is where we experience his peace that surpasses all understanding. always believed thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, remember we looked to heaven. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. Come on. God hears us in this place, and nothing is too hard that we are praying for or from in this place. Come on. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Come on. How are we speaking? What are you? How are you speaking? Let's go forth. Speaking faith. Speaking. Nothing is impossible. Speaking. Hallelujah. Rabbi Shaya. That which God shows you, that which God whispers to you, that which God says. Hallelujah. And I'm here to remind you that he will speak to you when it's the very opposite. He will speak to you before, just like he spoke to the disciples to get in the boat. He spoke to them about going to the other side, which meant they were going to make it on the other side. He didn't tell them that was what was going to happen in the in-between, that a storm was going to rise up. So be not surprised by the storms that rise up, because even when the storms and hallelujah and the winds, hallelujah, and the seas rise up, Jesus was still with them and able to rebuke, amen, hallelujah, and declare peace, be still. So, as we remain and lock ourselves and imprison ourselves and come on and arrest ourselves to Christ Jesus, hallelujah, we start to get to the place by faith that nothing, that when it rises up, it doesn't surprise us where we're flinching and jolting and running and screaming like the soldiers who were trained, amen, at the spews of Goliath, but rather like David, hallelujah, in seeing the Lord first. We must see the Lord first, hear the Lord first, smell the Lord first, amen, sound, come on, the Lord first. I know that don't make sense, but it makes sense now, amen, hallelujah, by faith, you get it, amen. So may the Lord bless you. Wait, hold on. In verses, so he says, Lazarus, come out. In verse 44, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Come on, God's letting some of us go. Some things that we've been bound to, letting it go, that we are taking on his yoke. We get it? We got it? We good. Come on. We good in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, we are solely dependent on you. And we bless you. We bless you in Jesus' name. And as we bless you, hallelujah, and by your compassions, your goodness, and your grace, you are blessing us. I thank you, oh God, and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Beshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Vyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.